January 21st, 2019. Coach Cage, this is part two of the consequences of my actions. For those who are listening, you have to go back to part one to get the full understanding of the concept. I'm going to start off where we left off on, and I was giving you some thoughts in accordance with the consequences of our actions. This is going into the third week of my young people in high school. We still got the everybody starts off with an A contest going. These two podcasts right in conjunction with those, because you gotta think with the end first. You gotta begin with the end in mind. Excuse me. We'll go into this. This is also applicable for if any parents or adults are listening to this podcast. This could help you as well. However, it's tailored specifically to my teenagers in high school. We're trying to help them be successful in school and, more importantly, in life. Let us begin to go into our conversation. My thought for you is that also some consequences of our actions will not result in an immediate impact that connect with our five senses. The five senses are taste, touch, sight, smell, and hear. When we choose to make a decision, action, there are times where we will not see the immediate impact of what we chose to do. My thought connected to that is you have many of us go with the karma, the cause and effect. What happens to a person happens because it was caused by their actions. Very popular in Indian religion. But then you have in Christianity circles, or as I'm from a kingdom circle, we have the law of sowing and reaping. Whatever sow a man soweth, that he also reapeth. Whatever a man does in practice, he or she will be rewarded. A reward can be a positive reward or a negative reward. You can have positive consequences and you can have negative consequences. Therefore, whatever we choose to do, whatever practice we choose to partake in or be a part of, we will be rewarded. Whatever we do, we'll be rewarded. What we do comes from how we think and what we think about. I repeat, what we do comes from how we think and what we think about. Our actions and behaviors are a result of how we think and what we think about. I'm continuing to repeat this because the actions that we take aren't without thought, whether we got the thought from whoever. We never got an original thought in our life. It always came from our environment, whether it was our psychological environment or physical environment. Psychological mean how you think, the human behavior, thoughts, so on and so forth. Your physical environment can be your household, school, peers, wherever you physically find yourself at. We must first, and especially for my young people listening to this, for this year and for the rest of your entire life, you must begin with the end in mind. What is my end goal? What is my end result? The last podcast we touched upon, the vision. Vision is what I see for my life. It's not natural sight. It's the dream that I have, that I see myself going into. Under that umbrella, you support it with short term and long term. We talked about that in the last podcast. The short term meaning that I can accomplish this in, for example, 3 months or less. The long term is 4 months up until a year, and so on and so forth, 2 years and moving forth in that. Plan ahead and set goals for yourself. this is how we can, or you can curtail, or this is how you can influence yourself and to take better directions and function in better actions and behaviors. You got to think about the choices you make now and how it will affect your future. Sometimes we get real impulsive. We make emotional decisions, not realizing the effect that these decisions will have. Remember, karma is present, and also the law of sowing and reaping is present. No matter what we do, it's always going to produce an end result. I want you to also think about the positive and the negative consequences of your actions and behaviors before you act. I'm giving the same statement, but I'm giving you different expressions on how to see it. You gotta think about the positive or negative consequences of your actions and behaviors before you act. Our emotions have to be intact, meaning that you have to be able to manage your emotions in a healthy way. That does not happen if you don't have emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is simply knowing how I feel a certain way and how to manage my feelings, my emotions in a healthy manner, and understanding when I manage them in an unhealthy manner. You have to be aware of your emotions. You have to have emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence can be taught in a formal way, but it has to be mastered in your everyday life actions, in your everyday thoughts, your behaviors, and your consequences. I want to give you this as a sidetrack, that positive and negative consequences can be seen or unseen. I'm repeating a lot, because what happens is that when we're making decisions that come from our thoughts, we're making decisions and we have a consequence. If we don't see the consequence, then we don't feel enough. The word I would like to use is influence, or we don't feel the impact of the decision that we make because we don't see the consequence. But the consequence is going to manifest. It's going to produce. It just takes a matter of time. Negative consequence of your actions that is most detrimental to your future is the negative behavior patterns from your actions. The negative consequences of our actions that is the most detrimental, meaning that it's the most that we must pay attention to, the most influential to your future, is a negative behavior pattern that forms from your actions, because we don't see the behavior pattern. We see at times the consequence or the result of the behavior pattern. A negative behavior pattern takes away from your life. It derails you. It takes you off your goal. It takes you off your vision. It takes you off your short-term and long-term goal. It takes you off your purpose, why you're here. It takes you off your destiny, where you're going according to why you've been placed on the planet. Negative actions subtract value from your life, and positive actions add value. When you're making decisions, the consequences of my actions, I have to have a vision for where my life is going. Then I have to have a long-term goal, and I have to have short-term goals that support the long-term goal that come under the umbrella of vision for my life. That can influence your decision making. We also need to understand that you have to have emotional intelligence. You have to understand why you feel the way that you do, when you feel your triggers, your body responses. If you're upset, maybe your head gets hot, maybe you begin to get a headache. But more importantly, understanding how to manage those emotions in a healthy manner. Last couple thoughts I want to share with you concerning the consequences of my actions is this. You got to beware of false teachers. Listen to what I'm saying, y'all. My teenagers, beware of false teachers. False means fake, deceitful, deceptive, or an error. Teachers are not limited to people that you encounter in a classroom, in a gym class. They're not limited. Everybody is a teacher. Some teachers are recognized by the state because they went to school and they have a degree or an accreditation or a certification. I'm talking about the teachers in regards to your friends, your peers, social media, music, television, giving us false realities through their lifestyle. A reality that is false is not reflective of where your life is going. It is not an accepted norm according to your purpose, why you have been brought into the earth, your destiny, where you are going according to why you have been brought into the earth. This is how I make all my decisions. This is how I can determine what's truth and what's a lie, what's truth and what's false, false reality. Give you one last key to determine. You can use this measurement to be able to determine if the person, the false teacher, whether it be one of your friends, your peers, whether it come from social media, your favorite music artist, or television. I'm going to give you this measurement tool, which you can use to determine if that person, place, or thing is a false teacher. The measurement tool itself is solely promoted then the person, place, thing, idea, concept, or experience is false, because any objective, any thought, any agenda, any initiative, anything a person is trying to do that is promoting solely self, rooted in selfishness, rooted in pride, is false. Because life is not solely comprised of our selfish ambitions. Life is comprised of obedience and sacrifice for the betterment of your community, whether it's your family, whether it's your school, team, or community abroad. This is Coach Cage. This is the end of my consequences, or the consequences of my actions, part two. If you got any questions, shoot them to me at divorcethepast@gmail.com. Our next podcast series, which will probably be a two-parter, is It's Time to Grow Up. I'm taking what we're teaching at the Heart Center, and I'm digitalizing it to give it to you in Joliet Township and abroad. In order for you to be successful in terms of your character and who you are, socially, academically, mentally, emotionally, we have to understand that there is a negative and positive consequence to our actions, which originate from our thoughts, which come from our upbringing, our culture, our heritage. I'll talk more with you about that on a later date when we go into character, and I'll give you some wisdom on how character is so important and how it's going to be so important going into 2020, 2030, and beyond. Character is going to have to be reestablished. The value system is going to have to be reestablished in order for your family to be healthy and have peace. We will connect soon. Happy Monday. Happy Tuesday. Happy the rest of the week. Have an awesome week. You got any questions? Reach out to me at divorcethepast@gmail.com.